just one halakha on the laws of the Seder. The Kiddush is made al kos yayin. Of course, that's the first of the Arba Kosot. Question is, when are you supposed to pour the second cup? Well, we know you don't drink the second cup until after the Seder, which means after Haggadah. You say Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, everybody lifts up their cup, they lean to the left, and they drink. The question is, but when is the cup poured at that point? So the Hakam HaVayaz Posek, that right before the Manishtana. Why? So the children, part of their curiosity is, why already we're drinking a second cup before we started the meal? Kiddush, they don't ask questions, because we always make Kiddush. But then usually we make a motzi. And now they see us pouring a second cup, so that arouses them to ask the questions. Now, Hakam HaVayaz holds that if everybody's using their own cup and just filling it up again, from the law you don't have to rewash it and clean it again. You just add some more wine to it, or like our custom is somebody else adds wine because we don't pour for ourselves, and then you continue. But according to the Zohar Kadosh, it's mashma that every course there should be shetifa v'hadaha, even if you're drinking from the same course. So again, from the law, it's not necessary to re-clean them each time if you're using your own course, but preferably according to the Zohar, to make shetifa v'hadaha. Again, we remind that the best is to use something that's red, meaning either red wine or red grape juice. Even if the white is more mishubach, the custom on Leil Pesach is to use red for different reasons. And when it comes to drinking wine or grape juice, Hakam HaVayaz is lenient. For those that have a difficulty drinking wine, even it's not healthy for them to drink a light alcohol content, then it's permissible for them to drink grape juice. Now, of course, if they want, they can drink one wine, three grape juice, and mix it up a little. Some people, practically speaking, for the kiddush, they drink wine, because that's the most hashuv one, because it's kiddush plus that one of the arba kosot. And then for the last one, they drink wine. The last one, anyway, they're going to sleep. So therefore, they drink wine. If they get dizzy, so what? They're falling asleep. Or even if they do three grape juice, the last one, they do wine also, because it's possible for them to tolerate it. But again, if a person cannot tolerate it, halacha says he drinks grape juice. Now, it should be noted. Let's say a person doesn't have kos sheni. Whatever it is, he has kos kiddush, he made the kiddush. Now he doesn't have kos sheni. Does he say the beracha at the end of the Haggadah? Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. Yes. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Which means the Haggadah is a mitzvah in itself. And it's a mitzvah to drink a second course. But just because there's no second course, does not mean that he's not make the beracha of Gal Yisrael. Now regarding the beracha of Gal Yisrael, there's two customs. Some have the custom that the Baal HaBayit makes the beracha for the whole family. And they listen, which is 100% legal and probably preferred, based on the principle of Shomeya Ka'oneh. Of course, when you're listening to somebody make a beracha, you don't answer Baruch Baruch Shemo. So the Baal HaBayit says, okay, Rabotai, lift up your cups. Everybody holds their cups in their hand. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Ge'alanu, Ve'gaalta Avotenu Mitzrayim, etc. Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Baruch Shemo, Ge'al Yisrael. Everybody answers Amen, and lean to the left and drink. But, as we've said many times, if, let's say, the people around the Seder, they don't trust the Baal HaBayit that's going to say the beracha properly, he mumbles, or he doesn't know that he has to be motzi the people. He's just saying the beracha because he thinks he's a hazan, but he doesn't know that he has to be motzi. So then it's proper that each person to himself should say the beracha in an undertone, and they say Baruch Atah Hashem Ga Yisrael, and they would lean to their left and drink. Again, if the person forgot to lean when he drank the second course, he must drink again. He does not repeat Gal Yisrael. The beracha he made was a beracha, but the course is not a course. So therefore it's important that before any drinking, that the Baal HaBayit announces to the people around the table, Rabotai, don't forget to lean to the left.